Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, Roche reports positive Phase 2 results for a dual GLP-1/GIP receptor agonist. Procurement leaders reassess compliance risks tied to unmanaged tail spend. And Boehringer Ingelheim enters a $1 billion collaboration with Simcere to advance bispecific antibody research. Roche has reported positive top-line results from a Phase 2 study evaluating its dual GLP-1 and GIP receptor agonist, marking another step forward in the highly competitive cardiometabolic space. The data showed clinically meaningful efficacy and a safety profile supportive of continued development, positioning the asset as a potential contender in next-generation metabolic therapies. In operations and procurement, new analysis highlights how tail spend, an often overlooked low-value purchasing activity, can introduce significant compliance, financial, and operational risks. As regulatory scrutiny increases and supply chains grow more complex, pharma companies are under pressure to improve visibility and controls across decentralized purchasing behavior. Meanwhile, Boehringer Ingelheim has entered a collaboration and licensing agreement worth up to $1 billion with Simcere Pharmaceuticals to develop preclinical bispecific antibody programs. The deal reflects continued interest in partnering with China-based innovators to accelerate early-stage R&D while expanding global oncology and immunology pipelines. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.